Hi, my name's Alex Duncan. I'm the creator of Hovering and the voice of Kyle. Hovering has joined the Apollo Plus podcast platform. If you subscribe to Apollo Plus, you'll get access to new additional content, extra mini scenes we're recording, and also behind the scenes interviews with the cast and creatives that came together to make Hovering. So you can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Hovering was created and recorded on the unceded lands of the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, people who have a proud and incredible history of storytelling stretching back thousands of years. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hovering is intended for a mature audience. It contains strong language and adult themes, including references to sex and drug use. Listener discretion is advised. Alex Duncan and Plot Twist present Hovering. Episode 1, Witnesses.
If I play you something, will you promise not to tell anyone about it?
What is it?
Just a thing that happened last night.
Isn't it classified then?
It's not anything bad. It's just...
Has your mum heard it?
It's not... You don't get it. I'm not... Mum is not going to take this seriously.
I'm not police, Kyle. I don't know what you want me to say about
it. I know. I'm not asking you to... Look.
I don't make you read classified things about my job.
You're a primary school teacher.
Yeah, but school reports or whatever.
I just want to talk it over with someone, okay? I'm not sure what the right way to treat this is, if they're lying or... They seem to be telling the truth, so someone's tricked them into thinking it's the truth. Or it's the truth.
So why don't you talk to your mum?
I want to talk it over with someone I trust.
Okay. Sure. It's nice that you trust me.
I just need a second before you think I'm a crazy person.
I won't think that.
If you can tell that you sound like a crazy person, then you can't be one, right? Because a crazy person thinks they sound normal.
That sounds right.
Who is this girl?
Her name's Tennille. I might...
Well, what are you doing?
I'm going to play it from the start. So it makes sense. So then you've got everything.
Waste of time, in my opinion, but it's your time to waste. I'm not going to...
I'll skip this.
No, I want to hear what she says.
All right.
I get why it's important, sweetheart. You want to make a good impression. But if it seems like a waste of police resources and not a genuine...
A genuine what?
A genuine asset, then it'll look bad. So if tonight's bland is batshit, let's give the other nights a miss. Lord knows, it's hard enough for me to get through the week without shooting myself in the face out of sheer boredom. Are you taping this?
Just for records. Nobody's going to actually listen to it.
Well, don't put it on record.
We need to be more stringent with our records, Mum. I think there's more to do around here than you realise. Someone from the Big Smoke's going to come up one day.
Oh, and if you think I've just been sitting on my hands here all these years waiting for you to get back from training and show me how police stations really work, don't let me get in your way. Just when Colleen calls up about a cat at 4:20 in the morning, don't expect me to get out of bed.
And how big an emergency are we talking about before I get you out of bed?
It's not an emergency services line. They'll only transfer to you if it's something they're not interested in. Anything bar a murder can wait till morning.
I'll be sure to wake you for a murder then.
Really, Kyle? We need sleep too. We're not superhuman.
You don't have to change your work-life balance one iota, Mum. I will take responsibility for the phone lines. I'm trying to help people. That's our job, isn't it?
Oh, good you reminded me. I would have forgotten. I'll have to get it printed on a T-shirt or something.
Good idea.
Tell Colleen I said hi. And tell her to lay off the Savoys too. She's getting a bit thick around the middle.
I'm not going to tell her that.
Kyle, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but people around here like me. They know who I am. They don't like you because you change things on them.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, I'm your mum, not Oprah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so it's after here. The first one comes in halfway through this. Listen.
Durham Police Station, what's your emergency?
Oh, hello, Kyle. You're up very late. They normally transfer me upstate.
How can I help, Mrs. P?
Call me Colleen. You're a big boy now. Kyle, I know you don't want to hear this, but it's Professor McGonagall again. She's been kidnapped.
Gosh, that's no good.
Very expensive breed, Professor McGonagall. I saw it on a car at events. They drug them and then they nicked them for the black market, and I'll tell you, I know what you've been thinking. Oh, she's probably gone after a little owl or a little sparrow and... Well, that's what they want you to think.
Mrs. P, I'm really sorry, but I've got another call coming through, so...
So, what am I meant to do? Suck eggs?
You sit tight and I'll get in touch if we get any leads.
I've got a feeling Sharon's son's involved, the old one. I've seen him.
Durham Police Station, what's your emergency?
I need to talk to Prime Minister immediately, please.
Does your mum know you're calling Toby?
Mum's asleep.
How can I help you?
What do you mean, how can you help? Can't you see it?
See what?
Go out and look.
What am I looking for? A crime?
A thing.
What?
An object that I can't identify, and I'm pretty sure it's flying. It's still in the sky. Above Baker's Bay.
Can you describe it?
It's really bright and it's above the ocean. It's sending out a signal. I don't know what it's saying, so you need to get SETI onto it immediately, and we've got to get the Prime Minister on the phone.
Are you saying you've made contact with aliens?
No, dickhead. I'm 11. I mean, I'm doing my best, but you need to get people onto this. I don't know how much longer it's going to stay there. Go out and look. It's just there in the sky and it's kind of humming. I can feel it.
Toby, where's your mum?
Stop asking about mum. I knew this would happen. Fuck. The future of the human race is at stake, all right? So just get that through your thick head.
Maybe you should be calling NASA or...
I'll just get NASA on the phone. I got them on speed dial. Cool idea, moron. Go out and look at the sky. I'm telling you.
Mate, I can tell you're really upset, but I've got to take another call.
Don't take another call. Fuck. Look at the sky. It's going to leave.
Look, I know where you live, so just sit tight and I'll swing by later tonight if I...
Fucking not later tonight. Get here now. Fuck you.
Bye, Toby. Durham Police Station, what's your...
I need help, is that police?
Yes, it is. What's your emergency?
I'm on the beach and there's a massive thing in the sky and it's making a noise. I don't know, can you see it? It's like a shining thing.
Can you give me your exact location, please?
It looks like glass. It's just sitting there. I don't know if it's dangerous or...
Hold on. I can't see anything, but there's clouds where I am, so... Hello? Which beach did you say you're at?
Down near the point, near Grover's Road. I feel really weird in my body.
Just stay where you are. Don't talk to anyone. Don't move. I'll come get you. What's your name again?
Tennille.
Okay, don't move, Tennille. I'll be right there. Jesus. Durham.
There's a thing in the sky. You've got to get someone down here quick. It's fucked. It's moving. It's buzzing. It's getting closer, I think.
What's your location?
I don't know.
Where are we going?
Is there someone there with you? Is that you, Leo?
Hi, Kyle. Yep. It's probably just, I don't know, a satellite.
What?
Listen, I've got to go. Sorry.
Are you okay? Leo?
What is going on?
Mum?
For the record, I've got a pretty clear view of the sky, and I can't see anything. Who is? That was... He's got to be doing 120. What is going on?
Leo, what's the rush?
I was just heading home. Was I speeding?
Yeah.
Are you going to book me?
Oh, I've got to. Sorry, mate. You're not heading home.
Pardon?
Your home's that way.
Oh, yep.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, about before. Sorry. Yeah, I was just having a weird, like, panic attack, I guess. It was nothing. Just forget about it.
Is Hazel home? On her own?
Yeah. Why?
She's going to be frightened if she wakes up, isn't she?
Probably.
Might be time to head back then.
Sure.
Leo, is there anything you want to talk to me about off the record? I can turn this thing off.
No, sir.
You know, you can always talk to me. I won't... You sure you're okay?
Yep. Yes, sir. Can I go?
Sure.
So I've had a few weird calls. I don't know. Some people reported seeing something weird down at the beach. So I'm just going to head over there now and check it out. It kind of sounds... Reports of an object. I don't know what it sounds like. I know it doesn't really constitute a murder, but if you're awake, I'd probably... It'd be nice if you were here, just as a more experienced officer, you know, not as... Anyway, night, Mum. Okay, put this on. You're okay. Tennille, is it? Let's get you out of the cold.
No, I feel weird. There was this noise, you know, it was inside me. I can't feel my hands.
You're cold?
These are my hands, are they? I don't know you, don't touch me, I don't know you. What's that?
Hey. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. I'm a police officer.
Okay,
we're just gonna start from the beginning and just tell me what happened slow.
So what do you think?
Is there more?
Yeah.
Are you gonna play it? You know that everything that happens between us in this room is between us. If you don't want to play it, don't, it's okay. But if you want something to talk to, I'm here.
Or if I want you to kiss me. What's that?
What?
Oh.
What is that?
It was nothing. There was a sound when I got to the beach, but it was a truck in the distance or something. I thought it could have been something, but it wasn't.
Play it again.
The rest, okay?
Okay. So play it.
Hovering was written and directed by Alex Duncan. It was produced by Alex Duncan and Claire Frost. Our series is performed by Alex Duncan, Simon Caulfield, Shane Francis, Artemis Ioannidis, Lily Fish, John Mark Desengano, Maud Davey, Veronica Thomas, Margot Morales, Tariro Mavondo, Aaron Walton, Rihanna Curran, Jules Stevens, Lucy Lovegrove, and Caitlin Spears. Sound recording and dialogue editing by Claire Frost. Additional sound recording by Stupid Old Studios and Daniel Burnett. Special thanks to Creative Kicks Media. Sound design and mixing by Melissa May. Music composed by Audrey Vixen. Cover art by Phoenix Wardell. Full credits and further information available in our show notes.
Hi, you've been listening to Hovering. You can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Thanks very much for listening.